Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to the show. Right on time at the very last second. I am in the building. I barely made it on time today, people. Woo! Up to the last minute, man. It's hectic. It's hectic, man. It's hard being me. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for coming. Tuning in to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, is, once again, on Color People Time. God dang it. I swear, man. The hell's wrong? Just not getting my background music up and running. Appreciate everybody tuning into the show, man. Episode 38. Appearances can be deceiving. Appearances can be deceiving. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get into that. You may appear to be one way, and then again, you may not be that way. You understand what I'm saying? But for the nice purposes, we will talk about why sometimes judging people on their appearance might not be such a bad idea. All right? Y'all pay attention. But until we get into that, let me go ahead and run down the show, what we're about, where we're from, where we're going, where we've been. We are on the way up to episode 38. I really, really, really appreciate everybody who has been tuning in to the show so far. Y'all making me keep going. It's like, I thought about maybe, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never thought about quitting this shit. This shit is so much fun since I started it. You understand what I'm saying? Why would I quit? Here's P. Reg strolling on in like black folks do.
In the building, man. China's will never motherfucking stop. It will never stop.
All right.
Even if I'm dead and gone, that shit will push on, nigga. It's a legacy.
So the gang's out here. I think Biz Woj is trying to call me on Skype, but he knows I'm doing the show. I can't answer the phone. I can't answer the Skype when I'm doing the show.
Goddamn, Big Swole, a.k.a. Lemon Pepper Cut.
Jeez, man. Everybody be calling me and texting me all kind of shit during the show.
Hey, Swole, if you listen, nigga, just get in your motherfucking truck.
And drive the 5 minutes to the damn studio.
Yeah. Shit, nigga, damn it, man. God damn.
Damn it, Swole.
What is your partner? All
right, man, welcome to the show, man. It's K100 Internet Radio. It's show up at Keep It 100, a.k.a. P-Reg.
Being Frank, y'all already know.
You understand what I'm saying. Keep it being Frank. Keep it 100. Now, this show is all about freedom of speech. Uncensored talk. If you look at the synopsis of my show, it's all about saying the shit you normally wouldn't say around the people when you just ain't got that free reign. Sometimes you got to watch what you say. I mean, it is what it is. You know, when we have jobs or, you know, when we out and around kids or whatever, when we around our mom and them, you can't say everything. So I made this particular show as a platform for you to say whatever the fuck comes on your mind, whatever we talking about, okay? So please, don't be scared to say whatever on your mind. And here's the key, here's the catcher. It's where it's tricky, folks. Unless you're about to say some fake shit. Now, that's the only rule that we got in the show. We don't care what you do. You can call in, talk shit, blah, blah, blah. Don't try and over-talk me, really, because I just tell your ass to pump your brakes. For the most part, it's all about expressing your opinion. Except, and only except, when you're being fake about some shit. We don't allow fake-ass shit on the show. So, if you decide you want to say some fake shit or some politically correct shit or what you think people want to hear instead of what we actually know is facts, we got something for you. Off the top. Also, 20 from 20 Productions, we're going to be calling him and getting him on the line. He's going to be giving you an update on his status. He's the producer out of the Bang & Bay And by way of Tallahassee, he's been in Tallahassee for a minute. He's worked with some big name people in the industry and stuff. And he hit me up. He was a supporter of the show. You know what I'm saying? So I told him, I said, man, I'm going to hit you up on the phone. We're going to dial him out later, get him on the phone. Let him run down the new people that he's working with and the new project that he got. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to spin some music. And by that, I mean K100 Internet Radio, besides being talk, we also music, independent music radio, internet radio, okay? We are a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Chainless Entertainment is the parent company. You understand what I'm saying? We're a studio. We're a record label. We do music. We got a gang of producers and a gang of artists that we're affiliated with. So what we do besides keep you current with current issues and keep this real talk motivating and going is we spin some independent music, some artists who need some shine, the much needed shine that FM radio and TV just won't give them because they just ain't got enough money yet. So we are a platform for independent artists. Independent artists being ourselves. So we spin a lot of music from Chainless, from me, P. Reg, Affiliated Hustlers, Big Swole, Vish, AK. You understand what I'm saying? The family. You know what I mean? But we spin other artists that we associated with and that we know and artists who submit their music to the show. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anybody that's the artist that you want to submit music to the show, the email for the radio station is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, k100radio@gmail.com. Send us your MP3, your high-quality MP3, a link to your MySpace page, Facebook, Ning, Reverb Nation, whatever you got going on, so we can get the people where your information and the visual. If you got videos or whatever, YouTube, links and everything, and y'all holler at us, okay? We'll spin your music. I think, yes, this week we spent some new music. We spent a song by a group named Earth out of California.
Yeah, that was hot.
We spent another artist named Unknown out of New York. You understand what I'm saying? And so we're going to keep it going, man. We got a couple of more submissions. You understand what I'm saying? And we're going to keep doing this thing and showing love to the underground and independence. And we're going to keep this talk 100% real, man. So that's what we're doing. Now, before I get into the show, before I get into episode 38, once again, we are on Facebook. If you are listening to us out here in the www.world, and you're not friends with us on Facebook, but you do have a Facebook account, please do a search for us on Facebook. We get a lot of our topics on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, as you can get updates on the show and everything like that we got going on through Facebook. That's our number one social networking spot. And we also have a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/K100radio, just like the email, all right? All one word, K100 Radio, all right? And if you're on Facebook, just do a search for K100. When you see the logo, which is a middle finger with the letters K100, you understand? That's us. Friend us, be a fan of our page, and join our group. We can keep in constant contact with you on the days that we off and whatever else. The group is live, man. If you don't know that, the group is live. We be talking about a whole bunch of other shit that we don't even get to on the show.
Out the meat right now.
Yeah, the group is live. You know, we on the group, you're allowed to post up. People vent all the time on the group. So, man, join the group, man. Holler at us on Facebook if you is. Also, we are now on iTunes. We're an official podcast on iTunes. All you Apple gadget geeks like myself, because I am one. All you people that have iPhones and iPods, you understand what I'm saying? Subscribe to our totally 100% free podcast on iTunes. So therefore, every time you sync your phone up to charge or link up to your music, man, it'll automatically download the last episode and all other previous episodes of K100. And you can have us on your phone. The files are very light, maybe 19 to 20 megabytes, so it doesn't clog up a lot of weight on your phone. You understand what I'm saying? No, and you can take us on the road with you, man. So if you've got an iPod playing in your car when you're working out or when you're at work, you can take us on the go, man. And all the episodes that you can't listen to live, you can catch them. Because all our episodes are good. They're funny, and they're entertaining whether you listen to it live or not. Because if you weren't going to call in and talk anyway, it's the same damn thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you weren't going to call in, you just call in. And what's up for all my people who don't like to call? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, who don't like to actually talk, but they love the show. I get all the time, man, in the inbox, on the Facebook and stuff, and people on the text, they be like, yo, I don't want to talk, but I listen. And I can tell that that's true because one time for us, we are right now, right before I start the show, we had 1,921 downloads and plays already. Not even 3 months into this thing, man. We're going to hit 2 stacks by tomorrow. You feel me? Because yeah, a lot of times people that can't catch the show live, my West Coast people, they ain't even off work yet because we start kind of early. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like 5 o'clock. They ain't even got home from work. So they can't catch the show live, but they are avid supporters. They holler at me and they really listen. And they always be like, yo, the show was crazy last night. They talk about it on Facebook or whatever if they couldn't listen live. So I understand that my hours are kind of quirky with people trying to catch me live, but I got a gang of people who listen to the show. We at 1,900. By tomorrow, I guarantee you we'll be at 2,000. I mean, I'm averaging 100 listens of plays a day. And that's, if you don't know anything about independent internet radio, and I don't have any promotion really going except maybe on Facebook and a couple of text messages I send out, give my motherfucking self a round of applause and give Chainless the goddamn P. Reg a round of applause, because that's good. Not that behind. All things considered. That's what the site tells me.
Hey, man, we got, hey. One thing about China, man, whatever we do, man, we're going to do a goddamn, we're going to put 130% in on that shit, man.
Right.
We ain't going to stop, see?
Right.
A lot of y'all sucker niggas start something that can't really motherfucking finish.
Right.
So why even start it, nigga, when you know you ain't going to finish it?
Right. Even if we done started something and you thought it was over, you just thought it was over. We might put it on pause, but ain't shit over. Crossfade ain't over, haters. I keep telling you that shit. Nobody believes me. Then when I do it again, they're going to be like, oh, I thought it was playing. Just like they said, I thought I was playing when I said I'm going to start my own little show, internet radio show. Everybody thought I was playing when I said I'm going to start doing beats. Everybody thought I was playing when I said we're going to open up a studio. Everybody thought I was playing when I said I was going to drop every other album and every project that we drop. Do you understand this? Pay attention. We keep going, man. We're not quitters over here.
That's the difference between love and a hobby, nigga.
Right. This is what we love to do. We love music, and this is just an extension of music. This is so we can control what we get across to the people. You understand what I'm saying? We run this shit over here.
Anything else they start that we feel like we need to get on, we'll start that too.
Basically.
Shit.
All right, so moving right along. You understand what I'm saying? Episode motherfucking 38.
Hey, y'all know I gotta do this shit before you go into every episode just for this week, man. I told y'all Monday, told y'all Tuesday. Hey, man, my girl Zeta, slick partner of mine, having a part at police. So, you know, K100 will be in the building on Friday night.
When is she gonna call the show? I'm promoting herself.
Matter of fact, we gonna get her on the line tonight. How about that?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We will be in the building, man. Just like I said, y'all see me and Blizz or a big swallow out in the street, man. It's still all Taylor, man. It's still our K100. You know what I mean? Get at us, man. You know what I'm saying? We on every night, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10.
Right.
So when you see me out there, you can still stop me, chop it up with me, ask me about the radio, ask me about training, man. And, you know, I'll slide you the business. You know, we can keep it pushing. That's what we do over here.
All right. So, also, the number to call into the show real quick, 347-934-0966. Once again, if you're out there in the www.world, this shit is broadcasting all across the globe. We bouncing off satellites, baby. 347-934-0966. Y'all holler at us in the building. If you're on the line, make sure you listen to the prompts and hit the number one if you want to discuss what we're talking about. Okay, let's get into it. Let's start it. Okay, episode 38. Appearances can be deceiving or they can be dead the fuck on.
Ooh.
Now, let me go ahead and run this synopsis down for y'all. You understand what I'm saying? So you'll get what I'm talking about. Because whether you want to admit it or not, appearances do matter. You understand what I'm saying? I know people be like, what you look like don't matter. It's what's inside. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
That?
It's like that. And I'm going to tell you why it's like that. I know people going to try and bash me today. They're going to be like, oh, you all caught up in this and that. Listen, man, hey. Let's just keep this motherfucking shit 100, okay? The name of the show. What's the first thing when you interact with anybody, unless you're blind and handicapped, the first thing is you see them. You know what I'm saying? Right. You see them first. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're doing a radio show and the only thing you know is my voice and you never met me. But generally speaking, when you meet somebody, when you see somebody for the first time, you look at them first, then you speak. You understand what I'm saying? Then you smell them and all that shit later. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But the first impression is, you know, what they look like. You know what I'm saying? Even before you walk up on them and reach your hand out. So with that being said, let me read the synopsis of this show. Even though we all do it, I try my best not to stereotype. But sometimes this is actually not a bad idea. You see, because stereotypes are really just defense mechanisms, in a way. If I see a black man with some dreads, a grill, and a white tee walking up to me at 2 a.m. outside a gas pump, I instantly put my guard up. Now, I'm a black male, I got tattoos. I don't got a grill, but I do wear white tees and my pants hang sometimes. Somebody could think the same thing about me walking up into a gas pump at 2 o'clock in the morning, even though I'm not there to rob them. You understand what I'm saying? But that's a stereotype. That's a box that particular look has been thrown in. Of course, would I feel the same way if a white male was walking up to me at 2 o'clock in the morning with a suit on? Would I feel as threatened? I don't know. Depends on where I'm at. Depends on what's going on that night. But in all actuality, if you were real talk, you might feel a little, you might be like, oh, what's up with this cat? You understand what I'm saying? You're looking at him. He might not necessarily want to do you any harm. He might be coming to ask you, man, you got a gas can that broke down the street. You don't know. But you kind of put your guard up a little bit. Like, oh, what's up with this dude? What's up with this nigga? You understand what I'm saying? See, it is what it is. You know? You may not just go to your car and grab your pistol. But something inside you, a defense mechanism, kind of makes you stereotype that person and categorize them when you first exactly meet them. If you are in the middle of damn some hick-ass town somewhere, and you at that same gas pump, and two white boys pull up with you with a shotgun in the back and a rubber flag on the front, you might be a little concerned. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put your guard up. You don't know what these white dudes going to do. You don't know if they're going to try and jump you or anything, a hang track. You don't know. It's stereotyping, but it's also a basic natural instinct. You understand what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, maybe, like I said, maybe he just walking up and maybe about to rob me, but it is what it is. I mean, maybe that girl in that short skirt ain't a hoe. Maybe she is. Like I said, maybe that white man in the pickup truck is a racist redneck. Maybe he's not. Maybe that cop is going to protect and serve, or maybe he's just going to profile a motherfucker. We don't know. But what we appear to be will often be someone's first impression of us. And over half the time, I think we get that wrong. Over half the time. It's about 50-50. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. You never know. So the question is, how important to you is how you appear to be as opposed to what type of person you really are? Should I really get mad if someone assumes that I'm a thug if I'm dressed like one? But then again, what is a thug supposed to dress like? What are they dressed like? I mean, who really hurt more people, Bernie Madoff or your local dope boy? You got to ask yourself that question before you get into the discussion. You understand what I'm saying? Should a female get mad when she dressed, when somebody approach her like a hoe? Was she dressed like a hoe? If you out in the club and you got the extra motherfucking short skirt on that come up to the goddamn, to the bottom of your goddamn pussy lips and some goddamn stilettos, but you ain't a hoe, but when a nigga come up to you, be like, hey, shawty, what's up? Like, you trying to fuck tonight. Should you get mad? I don't know, P-Rex. Appearances matter. Hey, appearances, I mean, come on now.
Hey, I'm going to put it to you like this.
This is what we're talking about, people. Let me know. Holler at me.
You know, see, we motherfucking K100, man. We are, and we will forever be Chainless, nigga. This is a cause and, effect in what I do on a motherfucking daily basis. Now, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't give a fuck if you white or black. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if I'm at a gas station at the pump, niggas gonna be cautious anyway when they walk up to me, nigga, because they know I got that motherfucking, they see that flamethrower on me anyway, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you really don't know, like Blizz said, the nigga could actually need some help, or the nigga could just be in the crying about he might be lost, but we always got our guard up, you know what I'm saying? But I just say like this, be cautious about everything that, you know what I'm saying? Be cautious about your surroundings. That's just what I think. No, you know what I'm saying? You know.
But I mean, but see, I understand that because it's 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. But what I'm saying
even if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it don't matter. Do you feel a certain way because of what this brother looked like, what his intentions are? You feel me?
Man, I'm telling
you. Because
like,
of what he looked like now.
I'm going to tell you like this, man.
If the same, listen, if you were somewhere and a guy comes up to you in a suit and he's walking up to you, you feel me? You might assume, oh, he's trying to sell something. Because he in a suit and he walking. You feel what I'm saying? You don't know that, but you won't assume that he out to rob you. But if a dude, somebody walk up on you with a grill and a white tee, they walking up on you, you might look at this nigga like, what the fuck this nigga want? You feel me? What he about to do? Hey. There's something inside you. Maybe it's hood. Maybe you want to call it what you want to call it, but it's still a stereotype because you really don't know that person.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Nigga, I'm cautious about anybody at any time of the day walking up on me. If they walking, trying to walk all the way up on me without even speaking before they get in that motherfucking box, nigga, in that personal reach.
When they talk about when they get up on you and they ain't saying nothing, I'm just saying when they headed toward, you know, listen, the question is about what they look like, not what they act like.
I don't give a fuck what they look like. I'm just cautious anyway. It could be male or female, nigga. I'm cautious. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Cause I know, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't do any kind of stereotyping about what somebody got on or what they wearing?
Nah, man. I ain't, you know
you
what I'm saying?
You don't do that at all?
I ain't with that. Cause a nigga,
if you see a white person in a business suit downtown, you feel me? Getting out of a brand new 2010 Jaguar or whatever, do you assume that he might be a suck-up rich person? Or do you just say, he probably just like me and you? Would you walk up to him the same way and approach him the same way you approach anybody else?
Shit, you know, I don't be sweating that shit. What a nigga got? What a nigga wearing? What a nigga riding in? You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this: if you a male nigga, you put your pants on the same way I put my pants on, nigga.
I ain't saying that you feel like they better than you. I'm saying what your general depiction of them is before y'all utter one word. If you see a motherfucking girl with a short ass motherfucking skirt on, walking down the motherfucking street with some heels on, you be like, damn, that hoe there, boy, she got to come fuck me dress on. You understand what I'm saying? She must want something. You understand? She might just like that motherfucking dress.
Hey, I feel what you're saying, though. I feel
I'm
what
just saying people's appearances can fool you a lot of times, but the show is about me. It's kind of about stereotyping, but then again, it really ain't about stereotyping because actually what I'm saying is true. Everybody does this shit, man. In some way, shape, or form at some point.
You feel me? You know, I talk a lot of shit, but I really don't be... I try... I'm just say this. Majority of the time, when I see somebody, I don't like to judge a book by its cover because it could be something else because I know, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in my dope boy swag, motherfucking females look at me like this. When I got them suits and gaiters, I'm gonna tell you like this. When I'm in my dope boy swag, man, I could get every female in the motherfucking world to give me some motherfucking combo. You know what I'm saying? It'd be friendly.
Uh-huh.
But nigga, when I got them motherfucking suits and gaiters on, how down and all that, nigga, I can't get a bitch to motherfucking haul and breathe around me. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
The first thing they gonna say, oh nigga, you a pimp. they ain't got no love for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, it's about you. So, my thing is, when I change my appearance, I get treated differently. That's how I know that what I'm saying is true. See, depending on if I got my arms out and my sleeves out, and you see these tattoos on my arms, as opposed to when I got my arms covered up with a long sleeve shirt on and something different, I get treated totally different when I approach people.
Some people are immune to tattoos, so they just gonna be like, oh, a couple of tattoos. Even if he tatted up,
depending on where you at. Yeah, depending on who you talking to. Yeah. I mean, it's normal for in the hood or whatever, but depending on where you outside of that element. If you in an element where that comes and that's your standard operating procedure, But when you talking to, if you at your job or if you at a place of business, you feel what I'm saying? Say you going down here to talk to these people about a goddamn home loan. You feel what I'm saying? And you walk in there with your motherfucking pants sagging with your white tee on and your tattoos out. I could be the same person with a 700 credit score, you feel me, or whatever. When I walk in there, though, they're going to be like, now, when they look at their credit score,
exactly.
That down payment, they're going to change their mind.
That's what I'm saying.
But when they first see me, before they realize who I am, they realize you employed and blah, 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 you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to assume that. They might not even it's like that remember that movie what was that DMX was in when he went in there to buy that motherfucking car?
And
the white dude looked at him.
They had that bag full of money.
They had that bag full of money, but he didn't have no money.
Yeah.
He didn't think he could afford that car.
Yeah.
But really he had a bag full of fucking money.
Yeah.
See, we do stuff like that all the time. And then women, especially for the women on the show tonight, I wanna know, why do y'all get so mad? Why do y'all get so mad? Y'all got the whole outfit on for the night. And then niggas grab your ass, you understand what I'm saying? Or they try to push up on you with some little, you know what I'm saying, trying to fuck tonight. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that you ain't got the right to wear what you want to motherfucking wear. You do got that right, and you got the right to be respected as a female. But lady.
We're gonna clean this up though.
You understand, ladies? I mean, come on, ladies. You still got the whole outfit on. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, just say it like this. Let's just put it out there like this. If you, if
audio tripping.
If a lady got a whole outfit on, I just say it like this. Ladies, y'all see what the strippers were, they hair do and all that shit, what clothes they wear.
They want to mimic it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But if you can't really accept that lifestyle, then don't try to motherfucker adapt to their swag. You know what I'm saying? That's just all I'm saying.
Right. Why you trying to carry their swag, but you don't want the shit that come with it?
That's like
the niggas and all that shit. They used to motherfucking niggas hitting on them and treating them like that. They get paid for that shit.
They don't give a fuck about showing their pussy and wearing that motherfucking tight skirt.
They don't care about that.
That's their job.
They don't care about tricking off and none of that shit. But you want to dress like a stripper, but then when a nigga treat you like a motherfucking stripper, you mad.
Yeah!
You want to mash him. You got an issue. It's a problem.
Respect me.
As if you came in this motherfucker with a pantsuit on.
And then, too.
Come on now.
I'm going to talk about these niggas.
Come on. That
really been working on these. You know, we work a job now, nigga. So it's different for us. But I'm talking about these niggas that been working on job 10, 15, 20 years, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you at least 8 years. Nigga, you ain't never been in a trap. You ain't never saw the motherfucking goddamn grandma motherfucking crack in your life. You ain't never did shit about the motherfucking trap. The streets, the struggle, nothing like that, nigga. But you got a motherfucking dope boy swag. You go and get you a motherfucking Chevy, throw some folds and shit on it. You know, you go buy you a big, watch a big chain, and you flex to the old like you're trapping. You take your check, nigga, and bust it down like you motherfucking trapping. But then you don't want to deal with the cusses and quisses and repercussions what come with this dope boy swag, nigga. Nigga gonna try to jack you for them folds. Nigga gonna try to jack you for that jury, nigga. Going in the club, pulling out that money, gonna try to get that money. And then, nigga, you know if you ain't got the heart for it, nigga, you might as well lay down anyway.
And then, nigga,
that's all
you
wanna
get mad when a gold digging bitch be like, nigga, drinks on you. Nigga, you and that motherfucker flexing like you got dope boy money.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
That's all I'm saying. I see nigga that work on my motherfucking gig, nigga. That soon as the motherfuckers come out the door, nigga, them niggas got them all dope for everything. Pulling out of there, nigga. And I know for a fact, them niggas don't, they ain't never did nothing in their life. No, right?
The females, the craziest shit to me is, I be knowing females, they work, they go to work every day, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gangster at all, you feel me? They don't even really like a thug mentality, but they like that thug swag, I guess, I don't know. And that's what they're attracted to. If a nigga come up to them with a shirt tucked in and all that, they're going to be like, man, that nigga lame. They going to say he lame.
He's a square.
You feel me? But listen, it's just a look, it's just an appearance. How do you know that nigga lame? You don't know shit. You just looking at him. See, it's an appearance. The whole thing is about the appearance that people are portraying. You feel what I'm saying? See, what's funny to me is, then on the flip side of that, you'll have some women who won't talk to a person with a dope boy swag because they feel like they're uneducated, they can't hold a conversation, they're immature or whatever. You feel me? They don't got a job or whatever. But then they go talk to the nigga with the polo shirt tucked into the goddamn dicky pants with the goddamn Steve Maz on, and he beat their ass every night. Every fucking night.
Yeah!
You don't know, man. Listen, man. See, especially with women, when it comes to what you're attracted to. When it comes to relationships and the opposite sex, you feel me? And race relations, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is when this whole subject really gets applied. Concrete, you feel what I'm saying?
But really,
when it comes to different races and the opposite sex, this shit is 100% the truth. When you look at somebody, you feel what I'm saying? What they look like, you feel what I'm saying? You're gonna make a general assumption first. That person got to change your mind at that point. You feel what I'm saying?
Nigga, hey,
they got to change your mind with their conversation and with their
information period. Nigga, you fuck with a motherfucker good enough for 3 months, you're going to be able to unfold that shit, nigga.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you fucking with them, nigga, 3-4 times a week, nigga, you going to know if he really dope boy swagging.
Right.
You going to know if he really goddamn, you know, what he really motherfucking doing.
Right.
Because after goddamn 7 days, nigga, that schedule going to come into play. Something well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You ain't on too much hide that schedule, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cause your way of life and get your money, nigga, that ain't gonna change. That's for no, you know, no bitch, no male. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Right. So, like I said, appearances Appearances can be deceiving, or they can be dead on. Now, some people dress like and appear to be what they are. We gotta, before we start getting to it, we gotta make sure we make that clear. Some people, when you see these niggas and these women and these white people and all these different things, they are what they are. You feel me? When you see them and they look like the snooty white stuck-up motherfuckers, they are the snooty white stuck-up motherfuckers. Hey. When they look like that goddamn thug-ass nigga from the hood, they are that. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? No, at the same time, we're going to say this too also. If you know the snooty white motherfucker like Blee is talking about, if you know certain things that snooty white people have or certain moves or anything to that nature, when you engage in a conversation with them, and you see any one of those just as anything, you're going to be able to tell that stuff anyway. Know what I'm saying? Just like that same dope nigga from the hood. Know what I'm saying? If you engage in them long enough, even with a conversation, nigga, more than 2 hours, nigga, something going to motherfucking come out.
You know what I like? I like the people who fool your fucking ass. I like the people who dress, talk, and act one motherfucking way, but really ain't that motherfucking way. Now, some people like to say that that's fake. Pump your fucking brakes. Depends on what it is.
No, what you call it?
What you mean?
What you call it?
Being fake.
No, I'm saying what you just said.
No, I don't know. Depends on, I call it throwing the motherfucker off. Depends on what it is. Now, if you really just acting like you down and you cool and you hood and you gangsta and you really a bitch, that's totally different. Yeah. But if you a motherfucking goddamn dope boy, but you ain't dressing like a dope boy because you don't want everybody to know you a fucking dope boy.
Yeah.
And if you got any fucking sense, you motherfucking dope boys, that's what the fuck you would do. Instead of being dope boy fresh, you would be the exact opposite of that shit. If you know what's fucking good for you, nigga. If you know what's good for you, if you know what I know, you might not want to stunt. Just a thought. Just a fucking thought.
We just being real, people.
Hey, just like some of them fucking females. They be the biggest hoes in the world, but you will never know. Guess what? Every time they go somewhere or they interact with people, whatever, nobody will never have that negative opinion of them like, oh, this hoe right here. You feel what I'm saying? Be the biggest motherfucking hoe in the world. Be a scandalous ass bitch, but you don't know that. You can't tell. I mean, frankly, that shit is smart to me. You understand?
Hey,
I
just.
Especially when your real self is a fucked up, is some shit that people don't really need to know that you are.
Hey,
you understand?
I
guess it's being fake, but I don't know.
I just say it like this. If that's your motherfucking gift, nigga, and it works for you, if you apply it to your everyday life, that's how you, nigga, you get paid, you know what I'm saying, nigga, you can get your paper like that. That's what keep the motherfucking alphabet boys off your ass. That would keep the motherfucking gold niggas out your face. That would keep them jet boys off your ass, nigga. I'ma salute you, partner.
Thing is really being, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that being fake.
I don't know. I just say
it's a gift, nigga. You use it. It's like Blizz over here. That nigga know how to do motherfucking everything that possibly needs to be done for this music, nigga, and doing a lot of shit. So he could go somewhere and act like he don't know. You know what I'm saying? But then he could go somewhere and motherfucking really shine. So, I mean, what the fuck?
But see, that's because, like, if you sit. Certain people, if they see me, you know what I'm saying? First of all, half the people, if you was to see me dressed up or whatever, do I look like a rapper? What does a rapper dress like?
It's just funny to me.
I don't wear jewelry, so I don't got big chains. You know what I'm saying?
It's just funny to me how
some
don't think you know certain things, and then
when
you get around them, they trying to school you.
Right.
And then you like, hold on, nigga, let me go ahead and.
Right. Well, it's because I dress a certain way, I got tattoos, blah, 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 whatever, you understand what I'm saying? So people will assume that I got limited knowledge, you feel what I'm saying? When I'm actually, I got way more knowledge than what I could have had. Because I use that weapon. You when they look at me and they think about me and they talk to me and they assume, or even if the first impression they have of me is of being Blizzum the Rapper, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know I went to school, engineering, and all the other shit. They don't know I do great. If they don't know all the other shit that I do, I kind of use it for my advantage.
Exactly.
You feel me? That's just letting my appearance fool you.
Work for you.
It's
a gift.
Right, because then sometimes when people People think you don't know a certain amount of things, they think you one way.
They try you a certain way.
They try you a certain way. They drop their guard down on the back end.
Yeah.
And then you can just be like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? They try and talk over your head. You understand everything they say?
That's why I always...
You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. But appearances, what you appear to be, what people appear to be, which is the answer to the question. That's the main basic question is, which is more important to you, what you appear to be or what you really are? Depend, and my answer is, depend on who the fuck in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
depend on who the fuck in the room. That's when I answer that question, who in the room?
Yeah, hey,
you understand what I'm saying?
You want
that's my answer. Fuck it.
I don't ran across plenty male and motherfucking plenty motherfucking female, especially female.
Uh-huh.
Once they get to actually know me, they have to already goddamn give me my motherfucking props, nigga. Salute me by that, however, nigga, because what they thought I was or how they thought I, when they really get to know me, they like, damn, nigga.
Right.
Smarter than I motherfucking thought.
Right. But I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
But then, I just told y'all that the first impression somebody get of you is what you look like. So, what if I'm dressed the wrong way in a room? For instance. Let's just take me for example, because I can talk about
women. Women do it all the time. If they got
women fucking
look,
are the masters of the shit.
If they got that fucking look,
women
that
are the
look,
masters of the shit.
They got that look, that body.
The masters of it.
They ain't even got to be dressed like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? If they got that look, nigga, that I'm gonna just tell you like this.
They the masters of it.
If a woman keep her hair done, she keep her nails done, nigga, and if she even dressed with a tad bit of motherfucking class, and like you said, nigga. She can be the biggest hoe, or she can just be the baddest motherfucking stripper, nigga. When she approach you, nigga, you might think she a motherfucking professor,
right.
A school girl. You don't know what the fuck she is, a business owner.
Right, right. Until, pay attention.
You going out, you throw that lumber.
Or, no, sometimes, as soon as they open their mouth. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey,
sometimes some people can look a certain way, but as soon as they open their mouth, you be like,
Hey, you can.
I mean, that goes across the board. You feel me?
Hey, and it's bad. I'm just saying it like this. For a nigga, I ain't saying it's cool, but for a woman, nigga, that is extra bad, nigga. For a woman to be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For a woman not to be able to hide, high hood and how goddamn ghetto she is.
Boy, that's bad.
You fucked up. Okay, hey. Put your motherfucking women up on game. I don't give a fuck. What? And I don't give a fuck. If you ain't up on it, if you ain't did this yet, if you ain't tried, if you ain't practiced at this, I'm going to need for you to get this right in your life, baby. If you can't hide the hood in your voice and your swag, black women especially, if you can't turn that shit off, you fucked up. You are fucked up.
You're going to be single out.
You are. You have totally diminished a whole part of your game and your pussy power. But you're just killing it. You feel what I'm saying? You probably be ahead farther in life right now. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't know how to turn that fucking shit off, baby, especially a black woman, if you don't know how to get professional on the motherfucker real quick and hide that hood, because see, with us black men, they don't give a fuck if we're half of the time, depending on where we at, they don't give a fuck how intelligent we are or not.
We still black.
We still black men, but you fucking black women? What? Oh, y'all can get a lot farther if y'all can turn that shit off.
But you know what's the killer with that?
You understand what I'm saying?
You know what's the killer with these black women that really do that hood shit?
What?
They just so fucking embedded. They so fucking hood to they just think that's they motherfucking game when they talk to certain niggas. And it's really a turnoff.
If you see a girl with a tattoo on her neck, what you think? Tattoo on her neck. On the neck. What's the first thing you think? Just get out of the line. 347-934.
It just depends on what kind of tattoo.
Hold on. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one. When you see a girl with a tattoo on her neck, I don't give a fuck what it is. On her neck, what you think? Let me tell you something, man. I don't give a shit how smart she is, how professional she can be. You feel what I'm saying? When that black woman have a tattoo on her neck, I don't care where she at. I don't care who you are.
Hey,
a motherfucker gonna say that bitch is ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. I've never seen somebody see a girl with a tattoo on her neck and be like, man, that bitch ghetto. Because the bitch got a tattoo on her neck. On her neck. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people be like, man, you can say what you want to say, but there's certain things that are key in and a kick off. You feel what I'm saying? Now, they used to say the tramp stamp, the tattoo right above the bottom of the small of the back of the ass. That means you a hoe. That means you a tramp. That's been kind of played out because so many people done got it. That just regular chicks who really ain't hoes like that, they got it now because it's a fashion thing. That's been kind of got watered down a little bit, even though they still call it the tramp stamp. But that tattoo on the neck.
Here's a tramp stamp when your motherfucker, when a bitch stomach hanging all over her motherfucking, her motherfucking goddamn, her pants motherfucking button, and she bent over that mother, nigga. Yo, that's a tramp stamp, nigga. I'm gonna need you to get that shit right, baby.
It's like dudes with the grill. Even if you're the nerdiest motherfucker in the world, you got a grill in your motherfucking mouth, a nigga might thank you hard. A bitch might think you got some gangster about you. I think that's the one thing about a man. When they got the grill, I think the grill and the dread, a grill with some dreads in your head. Maybe it's the Florida thing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like when you got that, they'll
soon. We're gonna rewind that back.
Right.
Even though a lot of niggas is getting dreads
right.
with grills, but nigga, when it first kicked off, dreads in the grill. And I'ma say this, nigga, because I'm from the A-Town, nigga.
Right.
I know niggas up here that got motherfucking dreads and got grills just to act like, nigga, they was from Florida. When at one time, everybody, when a Miami boy and a Florida boy were the motherfucking biggest thing.
Right.
I seen Georgia niggas adapt to a motherfucking Florida swag, nigga.
Right.
Just to be like, nigga, when they see, oh, yeah, nigga, I'm from Miami.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida. Nigga. A lot of niggas don't know nothing but that motherfucking Miami, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, I'm from Miami.
Right. It's a lot of niggas in, you know.
Nigga,
we're
claiming Orlando,
yeah.
Duval,
right.
Tampa,
it might be
Lakeland,
a thing on the
Jacksonville,
it might be a Panama,
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Nigga, we're claiming all that shit. Niggas like, I'm from Miami. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Right. Everybody ain't from Miami, nigga. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Oh, nigga, I was, I'm from Miami, but I moved up there. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. I know niggas I went to school with, and I be looking at them niggas like, wow, you for real? Come on now. I went to middle school with you, nigga. I know where you from.
Kill yourself.
You got drafts in a grill, man.
But
you
it's
got
about the appearances. They trying to get the hoes that like the doughboys.
Yeah.
So they want to dress like doughboys so they can get them stripper bitches or them gold-digging bitches, you feel what I'm saying? Save up 2-3 checks and get one of them fine-ass stripper bitches, one of them fine-ass gold-digging bitches looking for the dope boys. So they adapt and dress like a dope boy because they appear to be that. It's appearances. We talking about appearances. Which is more important? Depends on who in the room. That's what I say.
A lot of
I'm going to the line.
A lot of motherfuckers smoke. Nigga, a lot of motherfuckers don't really, at first, didn't even like motherfucking weed. But when they found out it was a thing the motherfucker do, yo, everybody smoke now.
Thanks, Dr. Dre.
You made weed cool, homie. Chronic,
that nigga made weed cool.
It don't elevate it on
that nigga. Time. Every fucking weed deal in the world owe Dr. Dre some goddamn money right now.
Hey, what?
All right, we going to
that chronic leaf in that hat.
Man, what are you talking about? Everybody owe that nigga some money. We going to the lines, man. People calling in now. 347-934. We opening the line. Oh, not 66. My bad. Line caller, who's this?
Miss Peaches.
Hey, what's happening, Miss Peaches? Back to back days. You back on?
I'm back all day.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm just tripping on your comment about the girl with the tattoo on their neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but ghetto. I don't care which way you slice it. It can be a robe, it can be a heart, it can be your name. It don't matter what it is.
That shit
is ghetto.
That shit is, I don't give a fuck, man. It's appearances. You can goddamn see that thing about it.
I ain't know.
Come on, man.
That shit is fucked up. That shit is ghetto. I don't give a damn.
You got a tattoo on your neck.
I got a tattoo on my neck.
Yeah, you got on your neck.
Like, hell no, I ain't got no tattoo on my neck.
Oh, if you were stuttering a little bit, baby.
But your ass ghetto.
Hey,
you trying to hide some shit?
Oh, baby, yeah. Only thing you know is Miss Peaches. That's it. Trust and believe.
Hey, can you take that ghetto talk out for a
while? I sure can. You want me to do it now?
Turn it off. Go ahead. Turn it off, Miss Peaches. Go ahead. Give it to us. Give us your give us your corporate professional phone answering voice. That's it. Black women, you need it. You put it in your arsenal, black women. You gotta take that slur out that thing. Black women, get it in your arsenal if you ain't got it. Go ahead, Miss Peaches. Let me hear what you got. I'm gonna tell you now. If you ain't got it, okay. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on. Just stop the music. The music.
Hey, you know what?
The music might make you be ghetto.
Hold on, before you go. Ladies, when you call up here today, we want to hear that ghetto voice, and we want to hear that goddamn professional voice. That's what we got going
some
on.
Some of y'all going to fail.
Yeah, some of that motherfucking scale going to go in
some of y'all might as well go in and get that tattoo on your neck.
So that shit going to go in the tight. That shit going in the way.
All right, Mr. Kennedy.
Okay. I'm gonna talk about girls with tattoos on their neck. My ghetto voice is, an old bitch with a tattoo on her neck is ghetto as hell. Uh-huh. Now the same thing, she out tripping. The same thing. I'm gonna say the same thing again.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, Pieces, I'm telling you right now before you even do it, make me out of a goddamn believer. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think you can do it, baby. Hey, I'm just being honest. I don't think you can do it, but prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong.
Appearances, people. We're talking about appearances. Go ahead, Pieces.
Okay, now let me tell you. Now, I don't have no white girl voice.
Okay.
But I can keep it professional, okay? But I think girls that think girls that have tattoos on their neck is so ghetto. I mean, that's so disrespectful to being a woman, you know what I mean?
All right. I don't know. What you think?
I can't talk about that kind of stuff. I gotta talk about some shit that
I ain't tell you to talk about
some regular
that
ass shit.
Hey,
I just gotta do so quick. I mean, hell, I can turn it on and off at any time.
If you work at a job and you have to say a certain thing before you answer the telephone, when you answer the telephone at your job, give us that.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I turn the music back off. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're fired.
Thank you for calling K100. This is Miss Peaches. I almost said my real name.
Okay.
All right, well, I go with that.
Can she say that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, Miss Peaches.
Hey, you know what?
Hold on. I like the way she did that. So, Miss Peaches, you just started off. We're going to ask every female to call up here and do.
Come on, man. I'm going to make it.
Welcome to K100 in a ghetto voice. And hi, welcome to K. This is K100 in a professional voice. You have just set the tone for the day, Simon. Let's get it.
But what the hell do you look like? That's the question, Miss Peaches.
Ooh.
What do you dress like? Do you wear short mini skirts?
Woo.
You wear the short clothes and little
bit. It just depends on where I'm going, how I'm feeling, if I want to wear.
Oh, some days you feel
know,
like a hoe.
If I'm going to the club, like, so hell yeah. Sometimes I feel like a hoe. Sometimes I don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go to the club.
Hey, man, Peter. Sometimes you want that ghetto attention, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, it just depends on my environment and where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going somewhere, if that calls for, I ain't going to say it calls for anything. It just, whatever mood I'm in. It can be tight. Sometimes it can be baggy. Sometimes I can look professional. You know, just whatever.
But you, I ask you, sometimes you feel like a hoe, so that's why you dress like one.
And then let me tell you something. Any female that put on a little short, tight dress, go to the club, before she leave out of the house, she looking at her ass, saying, okay, yeah, let's go, let's do this thing tonight. That's what you put it on for.
So
So why the hell they be in the goddamn club all the time with them little bitty ass motherfucking skirts on and be tripping when a nigga tried to goddamn squeeze on their little booty? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when they
it's
try to
the same,
the night,
it's
they get mad.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You remember when you were young and you used to feel on girl booties and they used to say, go on, quit. But they stand around and they brother forgets you. That's the same thing.
So what you're saying is y'all really want to be treated like that. Then.
I mean, really, don't nobody want to be touched. And a real nigga, whether he a thug or not going to just touch you. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's the same thing. That's why they, you know, like, gone. You wore that for a reason.
Right. You wore that because you was goddamn feeling
like... She thought she was going to be the baddest thing in the club.
Little shit if you wear a whole outfit, goddamn it, if you wear a whole outfit, don't get offended. Don't get offended when you get goddamn whole treatment sometimes. I'm just saying, don't get offended. Don't get mad about it. I ain't saying you... I mean, just don't get upset. Just be like, well, I do got the whole outfit on tonight. You should be expecting it, actually, I feel.
Hey, I say it like this, man. Them tights.
Right.
Certain shirts, certain shoes,
right.
It ain't made for everybody.
Right.
Even niggas that's wearing these motherfucking polo shirts, nigga. That's tight, nigga. You know you too, nigga. That shit ain't made for everybody, nigga. These skinny jeans,
so
nigga,
I just
want skinny jeans anyway.
Okay, so before, hold on.
I want to say something on stereotype. Go ahead.
Before I go, I got some more calls in line. I'm coming to you next, two callers. All right, but before we go, when you see a nigga dressed a certain way, if you see a person, you know what I'm saying, do you go by their appearance? Like, if they looking like they got a little money, you know what I'm saying, they got a little dope boy swag. I mean, everybody would like to talk this shit, like appearances and everything. It's what's fun to you, but I think motherfuckers are lying. They fronting. Appearances do that.
Yeah.
Appearances got a lot to do.
Stereotypes of the 21st century is, like, almost non-existent. Because these motherfuckers, everybody doing all kind of shit to be somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, because the dope boys that I know, they don't dress like no dope boys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What do a dope boy dress like? That's what we back to the original shit. Because
that's
what
I'm saying.
What the stereotype
used to be for dope boys, them niggas not looking like that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't living like they used to. They don't look like they used to. And the motherfuckers that 9 times out of 10 that trying to be dope boy, act like dope boy, them ain't even the ones.
Right. That's what we're trying. But we all got these females and these men that's attracted to that particular look. And you riding high in the Monte Carlo with the sixes on, and you jump out with the dreads and the grill and the A-hat and the goddamn Air Ones, nigga. They hell, they ready, they flocking. And they got some money. That's him. That's that nigga.
Hey,
he in the building.
Hey, but let me say it like this.
Just saying.
In Atlanta, nigga, it ain't every nigga, if you are a dope boy in Atlanta right now, nigga, if you out on the block trapping, nigga, then you might.
Where they do that in Atlanta now?
That's what
shut the shit down.
That's what I'm trying
where
to say.
Where do that anywhere? Ain't no more
so
trap.
If you,
even in Panama City, nigga, the blocks don't exist no
that's
more.
That's what I'm saying. So if you dressing.
Maybe the projects, maybe, but maybe.
But listen to what I'm saying. So if you dressing with them dreads and all that shit like you standing on the block, a bitch should already know.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, you ain't standing on the block.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ever
dope boy now? No, nigga, them niggas ain't doing that shit.
Right.
Them niggas got now, they back to starch jeans, motherfucking button ups,
well,
motherfucking even Steve, and they even putting on motherfucking glasses, nigga, to try to motherfucking throw your ass all the way off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know some of the biggest dope dealers won't even motherfucking put that motherfucking feet in no tennis shoes, nigga. You can't even, nigga, what?
Right.
Nah, nigga, I don't own tennis shoes.
Right. Alright. So, alright, Miss Peach, we're going to the next caller.
All right,
y'all. All right. Keisha F., please say the baby.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
All right, so you hear what we're talking about, all right?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? What is your opinion? I mean, how important is appearance to you? How much does it dissuade your opinion about somebody? You see the girl with a tattoo on her neck. Is she ghetto? Is she ghetto?
Oh, God. All right, well,
maybe.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up.
Go ahead.
But, let's see, as far as appearance is very important, and the way that you said it just depends on who's in the room, That's exactly right. Because, I mean, if I'm going to the club, I'm going to be, I mean, you see me out. I'm going to either be in something tight or it's going to be probably a dress. So, yeah, I'm going to be in the mirror checking it out, like Miss Peaches said, make sure it's looking right. But when I go to work, don't nobody know I got a big booty. You know what I'm saying? So appearance is very important as far as how you're going to carry yourself and what you want to represent at that time.
Right. So before you go on, so when you go to the club, you want somebody to think you a hoe because you're wearing a tight.
I don't want them to think I'm a hoe.
But that's what you're wearing.
No, I'm not wearing hoe clothes. I'm not in no booty tight. Well, I wouldn't say booty tight, but I'm not in hot pants and drawers. I don't look like I'm walking around in my panties and my bra.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I'm going to leave something to the imagination.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to be in, you know, tight jeans and a tank, or I'm going to be in a cute dress or something, but I'm not going to be walking around with a shirt on talking about it's a dress. Absolutely not.
Okay. Which is what women do all the time.
I know. I've been out with a few of them. I know.
Right. So hold on. So okay, so you were at one of your homegirls. They had the little goddamn shirt on that could be a shirt.
She wasn't my homegirl. She was just an associate. I knew through somebody else.
Well, that being said,
when somebody called her a hoe, I ain't with her. I don't know her. I mean, when they approached her, she got the feels and she was slapping hands, get off me, get back, whatever. She was doing all that stuff. And when it came down to it, I straight up, that ain't my friend. I'm just here because she know my homegirl.
So you kind of feel like I feel. I ain't need her getting mad about it, right?
Exactly. Don't get mad because you don't want to walk around in a wife beater calling it a dress.
Right. Damn. They do that shit. I know.
Motherfucker, buy
a wife beater, nigga, and get an airbrush on it, nigga, and walk them.
Exactly. Throw a belt around it.
Airbrush wife beater. Yeah. I seen it myself. I'm like, this bitch got a wife beater on. With the
exactly.
For real.
Crazy.
Yeah, but okay, so you're saying appearance does matter. It does weigh a lot. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
Do you think anything is wrong when you stereotype somebody for that?
No, well, I don't think it's wrong because people are entitled to their opinion. So, I mean, if that's what you feel, I mean, that's what I feel about anybody who thinks something of me. If that's how you feel, you're entitled to that. I don't know
right.
what I can do to change your mind if my first impression or if your first impression of me is that I'm stuck up or I'm a hoe or I'm whatever it is that you think I am. I can't stop you from thinking that. I mean, I can change that if you feel like I'm worthy of, you know, getting into a conversation. But otherwise, I mean, if you think one thing, you go about your business. I ain't never got to see you again.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
well,
go ahead. Hey, I got one question. And can you give me your ghetto voice because your professional voice...
It comes through all the time.
Hey, look,
I'm always wrong.
That motherfucker's on A++. You understand me? So hey, I just want to know, can you even do a ghetto voice?
I can do ghetto, but I really have to be around my family. We got to be at the cookout, at the family gathering, because I get country. Y'all don't even understand. I get country.
Well, I'm just saying, can you give me...
Can I give you ghetto? Let me see, because y'all know I don't even cuss that much. But
if you ain't got a cuss, I just don't think
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, I applaud her for not being able to. Yeah. Because, hey, it's just, that's
she
just.
No, she might need to be ghetto.
Hold on.
You need to be able to do both.
Hold on. But it just, that's just who she is. Like, when she.
No! She ghetto! I know her!
Yeah, I am. Yeah, born and raised. Bay Harbor. Yeah.
Hey, man. Think about the bust of vein over there. Okay, ghetto. Well, shoot her in because she can't do a motherfucking ghetto voice.
I can. If I'm upset, with somebody and I'm arguing, then it's going to come out. But otherwise, no. I mean, I can't do it.
So you can't turn it on
and
you can't turn it off.
You can use it when it's necessary, which is
exactly.
Okay.
It comes out.
Right. It's okay to be like that because you really don't really need to be ghetto unnecessarily. You feel what I'm saying? But if somebody can bring it out of your ass and you need have and it need be, you got to snap on the motherfucker, then you need to be able to dig down and get this shit up out your butt. If you can't do it all the time, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's all good. You understand what I'm saying?
It's all good. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. It come out.
I like that. That was good right now.
Oh, wait. Oh, I have to talk about the tattoos, though, before we go.
Go ahead.
My younger sister has a tattoo on her neck, And right. If you see her and you don't know her, you're going to think she a real thug. Because, I mean, my baby sister is not a small girl. She's a big girl. She's tall. She's, oh, my God. If you see her and this tattoo on her neck, you probably walk across the street because she's one of them thug-looking girls. But she's as sweet as she want to be. And, I mean, first impressions mean a lot. So when she wears her hair down, she's got long hair. She can cover it up. I know, exactly. But if she wears her hair down and covers it up, you'd never know. You'd never know. And tramp stamps, I got one of them. The little tattoo on her thigh, got one of them. I even got a tattoo on my foot. But you're not going to see them unless I want you to see them, you know? That's how I feel about tattoos. I'm not going to show it to you unless you're important enough in my life to see where I got it at.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Well, I mean, when you wear the two-piece, by the way, I saw that poolside shot.
Yeah.
All right. I saw that poolside shot. Hey, one thing about it, and I'm gonna say this, and you can go ahead and click off. Nigga, she gotta be fancy in the motherfucking two piece, nigga.
Yeah, she had a two piece.
That's all I gotta say.
Now, some motherfuckers get inside, they
say. Yeah, hey, but I'm saying, if you say nigga, two piece, I already know, nigga.
Yeah.
Because you got, nigga, we got a trainer's vision over here, nigga.
Oh, yeah, she got a little dope back there now. Don't get it fucked up.
Nigga, hey, one thing about trainer, nigga, we got a vision, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
And that shit don't motherfucking, it don't deter, nigga, so. To anybody who getting at me and you got a girlfriend talking about I want them to meet Blizzard and I see him, I can already say yeah, and I can tell you no.
All right.
I ain't no let him see for himself, bitch. He's looking through my eye.
Oh my goodness, he already know, huh?
Yeah, I already know.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm going to the next caller, Keisha. Hold up, Keisha.
Yes.
I said I was going to let you do your mashing, motherfucker, because you weren't here on Monday because you had to work.
Oh,
go ahead,
my
real
God.
Quick. Real quick,
don't ask that bitch that work in the cubicle across from me, because that hoe is lazy and she gets on my goddamn nerves. I think that was ghetto enough for T-Ridge, right?
Yeah, baby!
Yeah!
We got it,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Tanner.
All right, Keisha.
All right, though.
All right.
Please say the baby.
All right, we're going to, we got two more calls, then I'm going to the, I'm going to get 20 on the line. Yo, Carl, you on the air?
Hello?
Yo, what's happening? Who's this?
Hi, this is B.
B?
Yes.
What's going on, B? What's happening with you? Thanks for calling the show. I don't think you ever called before, have you?
No.
Well, thank you for calling K100. We appreciate this love and support. Go ahead. Have you heard what we're talking about, right?
Yes, I have, and I think that appearances absolutely matter. Because, like you said before, the first thing you see is the outside of a person. You can't look at someone and say that, oh, wow, I think they have a nice personality. So, I mean, sad as it may be, we do stereotype people as soon as we lay our eyes on them.
Exactly.
So
I feel like
see,
that.
And with the tattoos, if you see a female and she has a tattoo on her neck, it's like, no, really? Like, what are you going to do with that when you're older? You know, and as far as the tramp stamps, it's like, you know, to each his own. But when you're wearing things to make sure that you accentuate that tattoo, it's like, do you expect for someone not to think that you're a tramp when you're purposely trying to show that?
Right, right. Like I said, with the women with the short skirt. So you feel like when a girl go out with the extra short mini skirt and dudes trying to highlight it like they want to fuck tonight or they trying to goddamn feel on her ass and get all up on her, do you feel like the dude is wrong? I mean, she got the whole outfit on. What do you want them to do?
I mean, I don't understand how she could really get upset about that.
But they do all the time. They do all the time.
Portraying. And,
right.
You know, I think that's just a mentality that females have sometimes where they want the attention drawn to them. But when they get it, it's like, oh, now you want to act like you're not trying to get that type of attention. Because you can go out to a club or whatever and still, you can accentuate your features without looking like, oh.
Right. I mean, it happens all the time. So when you see a guy and he got a certain, like if you see a guy and he got his shirt tucked in with his pants buckled up and everything, do you feel like he's more intelligent, he's smarter, or anything like that right there? Does that make you feel like this guy's got a better, that he's not going to be abusive, that he's not going to be crazy? I mean, you feel me?
As far as
who sometimes, just to throw bras off, dress up all the way outside they can.
As far as those type of things, you can't really tell, you know, if a guy will beat you based on what he has on. I mean, sometimes you will tend to look at a male if he's dressed a certain way, if he's not as clean cut. It's like, oh my, like, if he doesn't care about his own appearance.
What you mean don't care because you're wearing... Now, we ain't talking about hygiene. I'm not talking about hygiene. I'm talking about just basic dress. We ain't talking about hygiene. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, when I see a guy that has his shirt tucked in and some khakis or whatever, I would just tend to think that maybe he just got off of work and he works in an office type atmosphere. Or even if I see a guy with his pants sagging, it depends on how bad they're sagging. Depends on if he has a shirt attempting to cover it up. Some dudes wear a shirt and you can see their underwear, and I just do not feel like that's attractive.
Okay. So you make it think, it makes you think they what? Thugs, immature, whatever.
I think it's immaturity. Mostly I think it's immaturity because when I see a grown man with his underwear showing, I'm like, seriously? What in your mind is making you think that that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to see your underwear. Even with females, I don't want to see their underwear. I don't want to see anybody's underwear.
Yeah, because we got a lot of women who wear the little low-cut pants, the apple bottoms, you know what I'm saying? You can see the top of the thong.
Like,
but
yeah,
they
don't,
actually, you don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? But
and
I want to see
that. You guys may want to see it.
Yeah, we want to see that. Let's get that clear.
Hey.
You understand
Carla,
what I'm saying?
Carla, I'm going to give you some credit because I feel like you're calling in, getting your professional on right now.
Right. So she got a nice little professional voice.
Yeah, but hey, actually,
you could be totally ghetto. We don't know that.
Actually, if you...
nigga, y'all know I can get ghetto. Don't play. You know I can get ghetto.
Don't get it fucked up. I'm with you, damn it.
We get you, P-Rez. You don't know me.
I know what you said. So what did you say? You just cannot. Never.
It was. It's in me.
Yeah, baby. Hey.
Hey, but I can get it out. Don't get it twisted.
No, wait. Every time you were talking, I was getting further and further. I got headphones on. I'm still putting my ear to the mic like, I see it. Yeah, motherfucker. That's what's happening. Yeah. You did the damn thing.
I can do it. I do it. I've been in corporate America too long not to know how to do it. Been around too many working for rich white people, rich black people. So, I can do it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, get me in the right atmosphere and somebody want to show out. Yeah, I can do that too.
Oh, we definitely know that.
Right.
No,
right. So appearances do matter. Appearances, so far everybody...
Yeah, they definitely matter.
Okay, appearances matter. I know people just like to say appearances don't matter, but yeah, kill yourself if you think that. But I also, like I said, when it comes down to the main question of the show is, how important to you is what you appear to be as what you really are? That main question, I still say my answer is still depends on who the fuck in the room. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, see, with me, when it comes to, like, do I care about what other people think? Like, in a way, it depends on who's in the room. But some things we can't get away from. Like, I don't wear hoish type clothes. But since I'm shaped a particular way, people just assume that, or they assume that if you're an attractive female that you don't have any sense. All you do is find me and pay you you're just a gold digger, that you don't have any type of intelligence. So especially, like, if you got the little shape with the big booty and the breast and all that stuff, it's like, oh, she just uses her body to get what she wants.
Right.
Yeah, because people think that. People think that until they talk to you, or they think you stuck up or a gold digger. Then if they take the time to get to know you, it's like, okay, she's intelligent. You know, she has some business sense about herself, this. But at first sight, they still have that opinion, no matter what.
Yeah, I'm saying one thing about attractive women, it's cool, it's a plus to be an attractive woman, because you got, your life is, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, we're going to do a whole show on this. Life is easier when you're attractive.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, if you don't believe, anybody listening who don't believe that,
nigga, two letters. E and Z, nigga.
Right.
Easy.
I totally agree with that. But then, in certain aspects, it's harder because you're attractive. It makes certain aspects of your life a little harder.
It does, because everybody
then you have to prove yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to prove yourself a little bit.
Well, I say it like this, and I say it to my partners all the time. When you see it, when them niggas see an attractive woman, they might be like, damn, she fine or whatever, whatever. Nigga, you don't even know if you can have conversation, even date this attractive woman if you don't say nothing. It's like a nigga seeing an attractive woman in the store or something, or walking down the street, they going to blow their horn and keep going. Because niggas just sometimes just think they don't have a chance when they look and they built a certain way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true, too.
That's your
that's
confidence.
True.
That's your confidence.
But me... Nigga, if I see you,
that motherfucker gotta tell me no. I'm
sorry. Hey, nigga, hey.
Tell me no.
You got to. I like that better.
Cause then
I know
you might catch it on that day.
Look, hey, check this out. Then I know.
Be on the know. You
look,
catch him on that day.
I feel bad if I go home and be like, damn.
I ain't even tried.
That's the thing. I didn't even try.
No.
Lazy motherfuckers. You.
All right, we going to the next caller. All right.
All right.
All right. One more call, and then we're going to hit Twin on the line and get him on the air. 425, you on the air.
What's going on, man?
Man, what's
happening with y'all, man?
Man, we up here talking about a goddamn looks can be goddamn deceiving, home.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, Red, you know I'm going to get in the business, man. First of all, let me get on this right here. If a dude see a girl and he know he ain't got no business about himself, he needs to keep on moving, because most of the time in Atlanta, these women are attractive, professional, and they make their own money. You know what I'm saying? They might have 2-3 kids, but they don't need you. So for everybody that listening on the air, man, this Dale, this Red Cousin, and this Kimpo, you know what I'm saying? Look, if y'all ain't got no chance, man, y'all need to keep it moving. Y'all need to go, just be gay.
Hey, that nigga talking to all y'all sucker niggas who really must, nigga, go, hey, be gay, kill yourself, nigga. That one time, nigga, my big car told y'all that, nigga.
That nigga said, just be gay. Damn.
That nigga said, if you know.
That
if you know.
Got down, can they at least give him a hood right there? Can they just downgrade? Can they not fuck niggas? God damn. Can they just downgrade or not? Damn, nigga.
Hey, that nigga went in on y'all sucker niggas, man. Hey, y'all sucker niggas, get your game up, man. Dale, I on the cloud, nigga.
Hey, man, you already know, Red, because if they ain't got their game up, man, you know we long money, man. You know, we going to real big, but all these folks out here faking and all this and that, man, if you ain't doing it, man, you ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, I'm going to have a class. I'm giving everybody a class right now. If you want a class, I'm gonna give you my brochure. And it's called How to Be Like Me. And another one is You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, cuz when you see a female with a tight ass little motherfucking dress on and some goddamn heels on in the club and shit, goddamn wearing a wife beater for a motherfucking skirt, don't you think that bitch a hoe, for real? You don't think she a hoe a little bit?
She ain't got no class about herself. She ain't got no class about herself. You know what I'm saying? Cause if you come out there, you know what I'm saying, with your shorts, if you come to the club, you know what I'm saying, a short skirt and all that stuff there, man, you know what I'm saying? You just trying to find somebody to go home with. So the same way you met that girl, that's the same way she gonna be if you end up being with her. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I don't even play this business with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't even play the business with him. You know what I'm saying? If you got your own crib, that's cool. You got your own ride, that's cool and all. But what you going to do when I take you down to Rays on the River, you know what I'm saying, or to the Sundial, you know what I'm saying, when I say, hey, we're going to pull up to valet parking. What you going to wear? You can't come in there with a tennis skirt on.
Exactly. Right.
You can't come in there with a tennis skirt on, man. Regardless of whatever you driving, man, this is Atlanta, man. Home with a Braves and home with a Free. So I ain't going to keep y'all boys up, man. I just wanted to holler at y'all boys for a little bit, man. And let everybody show some love, man. You know, if I can do anything, y'all boy, let me know. A contribution, monetary contribution. Cause Red, you already know, Red.
Hey, that's what it is, partner, man. Hey, we gonna go ahead and let you go, cuz, man. We gotta ask you spend some music, man. So keep charming in, man. We'll get back at you.
Okay, cuz, I'll hit you later on, man. I'll see you at the family reunion.
All right.
Yeah.
That nigga said, God damn it. B be gay, nigga. If you can't goddamn get your penis by yourself and get your parents up for these bros, nigga, kill yourself or be gay, nigga. He ain't bullshitting with you, nigga. Hey, just be a nigga. Hey.
That's
crazy, man. All right, I'm going to get the homie 20 on the line. You feel me?
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey, nigga, volume. Nigga, this that episode 38. Nigga, that's going to be a highlight, nigga, on episode 38, nigga.
That guy's crazy.
That nigga said,
I mean, he could at least say downgrade to a hood, right?
That that nigga went playing Uno with you sucker niggas. He ain't even skip wild card, draw four, no, none of that. China call that nigga say, just be a punk.
All right, I'm going to get the homie Twin on the line. He told me to hit him up on the phone. You know what I'm saying? We're going to dial out and see if we can get the homie on the line, producer.
Please leave your name and number.
Oh, he's sending me to the voicemail.
Oh.
Damn it, Twinny. I'm calling you from the damn show, and you're sending me to the damn voicemail. I know you might be out of town since it went straight to your voicemail. I don't know if you're on a plane or whatever, but I know I'm about 15 minutes late, but yeah. So this K100, God damn it, we tried to hit your ass on the fucking air, nigga. Call us back, 347-934-0966. Damn it, man.
Hey, I got to say this right quick. Jada, you got to call in tomorrow. I know you at work, baby.
Hold on, let me hang up with Twinny. Twinny, call us back, 347-934-0966, so I can get your interview on the air, man. I tried to hit you up. Just listen. K100. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Jada, one of your folks just called me and told you at work. You know what I'm saying? But look, I got to get you to call in tomorrow. You gotta take a break or something, man. Run in the bathroom and stop popping that ass, you know, busting it up and stuff for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get that K100, baby. You know what I mean?
Damn it, man.
Jada!
Let me try one time, baby.
Party on Friday, baby. P Red.
Like
K100 gonna be in the building, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just gonna go in, throw the motherfucking deuces and show a little love, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Yep.
And if not, I'm finna go to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's ringing. Uh-oh. I'm trying him again.
What up, nigga?
20, what the business is, homie?
I ain't shit, my nigga. What the deal is?
One time, man. One time for the homie 20 on the line. It's the homie 20 from 20 Productions, my nigga. Straight out the motherfucking Bay. He produces extraordinary. You understand what I'm saying? I came to dial in and get you to chime in on what we're talking about tonight. And also let you get this live interview with the homie straight from the motherfucker from the hood. You understand what I'm saying? So before we get into the motherfucking proceedings and talk about, homie, tell us what you got going on, man, right now in the music game.
You know, my nigga, I'm just on the grind as usual, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, keeping the gutter as usual. So, you know, I ain't really working with no big projects right now, but, you know, as far as niggas that's on the grind and really out there trying to put in work, my nigga, you know, I'm all for that shit.
Right, so you still got the spot in Tallahassee, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Tallahassee. I ain't going nowhere. I'm a daughter.
Right. All right, well, like
true
I said.
True Florida, nigga.
For sure.
True Florida, nigga.
Yeah.
We love that, nigga.
Right.
So like I said, we got you on the air. We got you on the air live with all the listeners. We've been talking, you know, we basically in the second half of the show and everything. We had a lot of people calling and talking about. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to get ready to spin a song that you particularly produce yourself in a minute at the end of this. But what we're talking about, I think you already know, is appearances. Now, let me ask you this. When you see a motherfucking girl and you out at the motherfucking club, homie, and this motherfucking bra got a motherfucking little bit ass skirt on, this motherfucker might be wearing a goddamn wife beater as a goddamn skirt tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Do you think she a hoe? Do you assume she a hoe? I mean, is she putting herself out there, my nigga? Like, really, dog? That's what she about? Like, she might fuck something tonight? I mean, she looking like a hoe. Can you get mad when she goddamn get treated like one? What do you assume about
it? But see, Blizzard, you already know me, my nigga. So if I see a little foot dragger, I call them foot draggers, a dirty puss, or whatever you want to call them, because a real woman ain't going to even get down like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? So the average nigga that's in the trap, you know what I'm saying, they going to approach them like for the $20 or take them out to eat and take them back to the crib and drag their ass.
Y'all nigga heard that nigga say? That nigga said for the $20, nigga, that more than the white beater she got on.
I'm talking about the A-Ramp say a motherfucking white beater for $5.
Y'all what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
for real.
I feel them Florida hoes, they going through it right now. Goddamn.
But in the same token, homie, do you think it's fair? When you see a nigga goddamn rocking the dreads and the grill and the gold and everything, they automatically assume this nigga is dope boy fresh. Or this nigga might, if you run up on you at 2 o'clock in the morning at a motherfucking gas pump, like he might be about to rob you. Or is it all right for a nigga to dress how he want to dress? You shouldn't assume that. The main question is, how important to you is appearance as opposed to what a motherfucker really like? You feel me?
But then you gotta look at it on the other side. You might catch a motherfucking lawyer, got the biggest lawyer, nigga got dreads and goatee. Cause down here in Tanner, it's a dread down here. He a lawyer, my nigga wear a suit every day, dog. But he go to the trap and you nigga have a t-shirt on and motherfucking bad jeans, you will swear he the biggest dope dealer. But nigga make big change down here, dog. Lawyer,
right. So you going with. You gotta, but see, the thing is, his appearance might throw you off. You feel me? So when you first see the nigga, like you said, you might think he the goddamn big time dope dealer. So really, what you're saying is your appearance do kind of overshadow what you really is. Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, no,
Right. All right. Well, A20.
What up, man? What's that?
Oh, yeah. You're breaking up a little bit. Look, man, I'm going to go ahead and spin this song. You know, we spin this motherfucking music over here on the show. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to spin this motherfucking song that my homie, I appreciate you participating in the show and everything, my nigga. Spread the word. You understand what I'm saying? Tell the niggas what we got going on. Tell the niggas down there on their grind doing this music, man. They need to send us some motherfucking music, man. We're going to give them some shiners and spin.
I got
a lot of listeners on the
man.
Line.
I got a song
that he produced. So real quick, before I go, you understand, we're going to this motherfucking song set. While I got him on the line, I'm finna spin this song that my homeboy 20 produces called Do It All The Time. That we did together. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm coming out, and we need to get back in the lab, you know?
Hey, you going to be in the Bay for the weekend?
Yeah, nigga, I'm going to be there, nigga. What the hell?
I'm going to holler at you then. I'm going to be in the Bay for the weekend. I'm going to holler at you, man. All right.
What's up? That's it, man.
All right, man. All right, homie. I'm hanging up with you, all right? Well, actually, no. Stay on the line. All right. This the homie 20 right here, man. This Dude All The Time. He produced this track. You understand what I'm saying? This is a Bay County collaboration you did. You done did tracks with Blood and a couple other people, you understand, down there in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So we finna go into this song real quick. This the homie 20 and me, you know what I'm saying? Do it all the time. Let's go, man. It's Chainless. You dig? Let's spin this shit. Oh, I just lost. Oh, here you go. All right.
Yeah. What the business is, nigga? Chainless 20, what's up, folks? Let's go. You know, this definitely a Bay County affair.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long time in the making, man. Hey, let's talk, cuz.
Who keep it 100 staying on the grind? You see me in the streets, man. I do it all the time. Hey, I'm about whatever, dog. Respect my mind. You know, I keep the same with me, cuz I do it all the time. Hey, they call me Blizzard. Mama must know this rhyme. And I'm rookie on the track, too. I do it all the time. That's why I'm gon' ride.
Hey.
That's why I'm gon' shine.
Hey.
Blowing no pine, cause I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm hard to stop, homie, call me Teflon.
Uh-huh.
You better start acting like you know where the best from. Been through it all, from the dope to the brawl.
Okay.
And in between that, you add the guns and the brawl.
Ah.
I hit the street level if I got you.
Yeah.
So every now and then, I'm riding dirty when I stop through. I'm necessary to the game right now. That's
yeah.
why they're saying real rap about to come back round. This is what I do. Step to me part, be committed to this real shit and get it from the start.
From the start.
10 years grinding, everything's from the heart.
From the heart.
You know about me, I ain't even hit the chart.
That's
I'm trying to play smart, can't move when I'm locked up. The money looking good until the 3 letters pop up.
I'ma
keep my mouth shut,
hey.
You know the cold stop up. Yeah, they trying to bump like they don't know your boy hot, but
yeah.
Who keep it 100 staying on the grind? You see me in the streets, man, I do it all the time.
Hey.
I'm about whatever, dog, respect my mind. You know I keep the same with me, cause I do it all the time.
Hey,
they call me Blizzard, mama must know this rhyme. But I'm rookie on the track, too, I do it all the time. That's why I'm gon' ride,
hey.
That's why I'm gon' shine.
Hey.
Blowing no time, cause
hey.
I do it all the time. Up is playing on the mic like it's an Xbox. You gon' need water hot, bitch, to take the best spot. My 45 put a hater in the death lock. Red stuff all on your table or your dreadlock. I heard they trying to tone down rap. I agree the reason these young, dumb hustles get clapped.
Okay.
I do it all the time for the ones who left trapped like me, but still trapped on the redo with low key. I guess I'm kind of like a motivator of sorts. So you can call me Coach Blizz, I'm shawty rapping my sport. I've been a hood nigga, keep it G, of course. That's why I ride in my Chevy like that bitch is a Porsche. And I'm the boss of my situation. I'll be damned if a record label have my album waiting.
No.
Now let me get some straight. Since the streets keep debating, I'm the illest out of Florida. You can kill the conversation.
Yeah.
Who keep it 100 staying on the ground?
grind. You see me in the streets, man, I do it all the time. Hey, I'm about whatever, dog, respect my mind. You know I keep the same with me, cause I do it all the time. Hey, they call me Blizzard, I'm a month on this rhyme. And I have mercy on the track too, I do it all the time. That's why I'm gon' ride, that's why I'm gon' shine. Blowin' on time, cause I do it all the time. So I call my nigga 20, what the business, dog, holler back. And that's what he did, so I don't think you got a hotter track. Most of these rappers be lying, how you follow that? The other half be talking about shit, that's where the problem's at. Now what the problem's at, so I can pop the top. I'm celebrating freedom, dog, I made it off the top. That's why I'm really doing for the rims of the watch. I do it for the commissary, for my dogs on lock. Yeah, who keep it 100, stand on the grind. You see me in the streets, man, I do it all the time. Hey, I'm about whatever, dog, respect my mind. You know I keep the same with me, cause I do it all the time. Hey, they call me Blizzard, I'm a month on this rhyme. And I have mercy on the track too, I do it all the time. That's why I'm gon' ride, that's why I'm gon' shine. Blowin' on time, cause I do it all the time.
Yeah, hey, Harlem, where y'all at, man? Glenwood, it's Coach Show, nigga.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, one time for the homie 20 on the motherfucking beat. You understand what I'm saying? I appreciate that motherfucker love, homie. Hey, homie,
yeah,
hey, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, dog. I got you open on the line. So before I go, man, once again, like I said, tell everybody down there what we're doing, man. Spread the word about the motherfucking show. Tell niggas, look, you got this nigga up here, man. We're doing this shit, man. Tell them niggas, get on the music, man. Get on the grind. Show us some love. We're going to show them some love back. You understand, homie?
Most definitely, man. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man.
All right, my dog.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man, hold it down.
I'm gonna see you at the club this weekend.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm talking about DJ and KJ too in the trap.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. All right.
That's
all right. One time for the goddamn home crowd, man. I like, you know what I'm saying, hollering at my dudes, trying to, you know what I'm saying, show some love to my people, man. That's goddamn doing their thing on the music shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, dude got a lot of gangsta ass beats. You know what I'm saying? Some old shit. Maybe when we get down there, we can get up. And we can work on some shit, man, because that's what it's all about, networking and communication. All right, back to the show. We live again. Episode 38. Appearances can be deceiving or they can be dead on. Basically, what you look like could be what you are or it could not be. But the question is, how important is what you look like as opposed to what kind of person you really are? That's the main underlying question of the show. Well, we got a lot of different things. I know one thing. All the ladies and all the fellas already agree. All you fucking women, when you wear your hoe outfits to the club, guess what they gonna treat you like? Nobody has said they're wrong. Everybody on the goddamn show so far. You can go back and hit the replay if you just got here. Okay, 347-934-0966. When you're wearing a super short skirt,
yeah,
I know nobody got the right to touch you, and they can look, but don't touch and all that. But I'm just saying, if a nigga holler at you and he acting like he's trying to fuck tonight, please don't gasp. Please don't get offended. How about you kill? How about you kill yourself for even thinking that way?
Show up and hoe up.
I mean, you did come in to come fuck me dressed tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Show up and hoe up.
They might try and fuck you tonight. That's all I'm saying. Don't
show
get mad. Don't get offended. That's all we're saying.
We're
not saying you are a hoe. You just dress like a hoe. So then sometimes people, you know, your appearances, you know, throw a motherfucker out.
It's Jada.
Ladies. You also have a general consensus when it comes down to appearances that before you get that motherfucking tattoo on your neck, think about it. We just saying. Now, if you really are hood and ghetto and that's what the fuck you're going to be and you're going to die in the project,
tap
by
it.
All means, bitch, tap it. You and your motherfucker stay, baby. Because if you move out the motherfucking hood into the burbs 10 years from now and the motherfucker see you and they got them tattoo on your motherfucking neck, they're going to think you still ghetto in the hood, which you could still be ghetto in the hood just because you move out the hood on, you can't take it out of you. If that's what you're going to be to the core, then, hey, you matching, you know what I'm saying, you matching. You know what I'm saying? You matching.
Rock that.
Your clothes matching your mentality. You know what I'm saying?
My clothes match.
I wonder if my clothes match my mentality.
First off, you definitely dress different than any motherfucker. That nigga Blizzard Swag is just Blizzard Swag, nigga.
I don't think I dress like I really am, I don't think. I think I dress, I don't know.
You dress down.
Yeah, I don't think I...
He dressed down, people. You know what I'm saying? He I ain't saying he ain't got it, but he just don't dress like that all the time.
Yeah. I don't dress like I know one thing.
It's just Jesus sneakers.
I know
little
one
t-shirt.
Everybody tell me I don't dress my intelligence level. I hear it all the time. People tell me, nigga, you way more intelligent. You don't dress like you intelligent or like you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm like, nigga, that's why, to answer the question for everybody who wasn't on the line, when I asked the question, how important is your appearance as opposed to what kind of person you really are,
nigga, that
my question was, my answer was what? Depends on who in the motherfucking room.
Yeah, what?
Depends on who in the fucking room, man. Depends on who I want to know how intelligent I am at that moment. If I'm in a motherfucking room full of goddamn niggas, goddamn pistols sitting all over the motherfucking room, you understand what I'm saying? Weed in the motherfucking air. I don't want a motherfucker to know I made a fucking 4.0 GPA when I was in college and I ain't getting damn motherfucking beat the whole time I was there. You don't need to know that, nigga. But what you do need to know is I got a motherfucking 44 and I bust that motherfucker right along with you. That's what you need to know.
Hey,
you understand what I'm saying?
That's all
you need to know, homie.
Hello.
My level of intelligence really ain't coming to play in this room because it might be the last thing I need in this particular environment.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
I'm just saying.
Hey, y'all niggas heard it. Hey,
you feel me?
Y'all heard what he said. All I gotta do is say, nigga, ask Clay Kelly.
That's all I'm saying.
Ask Clay Kelly, nigga.
That's all I'm saying. You don't need to know. You don't need to know all that. You understand what I'm saying?
Clay, hey, ask Clay Kelly.
I mean, come on, man.
Shit.
You know what I mean? But like I said, how you dress and how you portray yourself, fucking right, it do matter, man. You know what I'm saying? Fucking right. And it's not, I don't even know if it's even stereotyping, nigga. When you see somebody and they dress a certain way, I mean, I don't know, man. It ain't like racism. How everybody thinks. People like try to tie racism and all this sexism and all this shit together into one. It's more complicated than that.
Hey,
complicated.
It can be because you know, like,
it's complicated.
People like when people see me, they be like, "Damn, nigga, you always free." Hey, niggas really think I'm a clothes fanatic
because
I got a lot of fucking clothes and shoes and
well,
shit.
Well, actually, you a little bit of a clothes fanatic.
Fuck what Blizz talking about.
You got enormously too many clothes, dog. I see this dude's. You never gonna wear all that shit. I'm just saying.
Hey, but I'm saying.
Just saying.
Look,
I think you. Go ahead.
But see, they gotta understand. Like a lot of shit that I didn't buy.
Don't matter. That's not the point.
Okay. It's just that I got. You're right. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear it all.
Okay.
So
when they see you, they think you what? Because you got all them clothes and shit. You got.
But see, they don't know I got all them clothes. It's just that I might wear certain things out my clothes, and then for a different event, I might just like shit. You know what? I'm gonna pop them tags on that bitch, nigga,
right,
and go up in there. Then nigga looking like, damn,
right,
nigga, you been shopping? But I'm like, shit, when?
Right. I don't know. I think that what you look like I said, everybody talking about, you know what I'm saying, appearances don't matter. It's what's inside. I said,
I'm gonna take that back because it
shit matters. You know what I'm saying? That shit matter. We going to the lines.
Yeah.
What's happening, 615?
What's up with you?
Is this Miss Candy?
Yes, this is Miss Candy.
Where the fuck you been hiding?
Hey,
you forgot about her, didn't you, almost?
Hey,
hiding.
Fuck, you been on a vacation?
Hell, that's too long
I
for
me. I am on vacation. I'm in the A.
But I just want
y'all to look at the news and see that
Tiger.
What now? Hello? Yo.
Candy, you breaking up, baby.
Candy.
She said she in the A, didn't she?
She said she was in the A.
Hmm.
He said, huh, Candy. Yeah, she's off the line. We're trying to open the line back up.
My antenna is tweaking.
Yo. Candy. Yeah, she got the call. Candy, you on the air? Oh, her phone must be dead. Yo, Candy, if you hear us, call me back, all right? We're going to the next caller real quick. Candy, when you call back, hit the number one. Yo, we can't get on the line. I don't know. It's the phone. All right, 770-864. Caller.
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
Miss Jada.
Hey! Finally, Jada! Yeah. Damn it! I've been promoting this. Listen, goddamn it! If you were a people-ass folk, goddamn, you would have been promoting your shit all week. And I was like, is she gonna call the damn show with the podcast?
Hey,
show?
What time?
Y'all know I be working hard. Now y'all know I work hard, but I was getting to it.
Hey, okay. Hey, I'm going to say this shit while she's on the line, y'all. One time again, this Friday, this Saturday, nigga, club pleaser, nigga, my girl, my partner, nigga, Jada, nigga, we going to be in the building, nigga. K1 motherfucking 100, nigga, we going to goddamn come show a lot of love and a lot of motherfucking support for my girl. So y'all, nigga, come fuck with us.
And that is pleaser, so once again, I mean, yeah, that shit is hood, just in case you didn't know.
Well, I fuck with y'all the long ways, and I have to really thank y'all for showing love.
Right. No problem. So let Jada, while you on the phone, you know what I'm saying, you might as well engage in the discussion. You got time?
Okay, well, yeah, I got a couple of minutes free time on my hands. What was the discussion about? I think I caught the end of it.
Okay, the discussion tonight is, how important is your appearance as opposed to what you are inside? Now, we done had a couple of different points. Like, for instance, everybody on the show, pretty much, we done had women and men say, if you go out to the motherfucking club and you got a little bit ass short skirt on, dressed like a motherfucking hoe, you really should be tripping. Niggas got them trying to fuck the head or trying to rub up on you like a hoe, because goddamn, you put yourself out there like a hoe. You understand? You got them got a tattoo on your neck. People might just think you ghetto. You shouldn't really get mad or offended because you got them, you know, it's a ghetto ass motherfucking thing to do. Put a goddamn tattoo on your neck. If a nigga got dreads and a grill in his motherfucking mouth, he can't really get mad if a motherfucker stereotype his ass like he might be a dope boy or he might rob him or something. Nigga, you dressing the part. You feel me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. So what do you feel about it?
I feel the pants is very important. And me, myself, personally, I think that all these grown men need to, unless they nice and neat, let the little boys have the dress. Y'all done did that. But I think appearance has a lot to do with it. You can be a nice person and all, but, you know, if you dress like a bomb, you can be the prettiest person in the world. But if you dress like a bomb, a nigga ain't going to fuck with you.
Right.
You know,
right.
So keep your hair, your nails, toes, and stuff like that done. Keep yourself up. If not for nobody else, for yourself, because when you look good, you feel good about yourself.
Woo!
So,
yeah, I think I like that.
Not for nobody else, for yourself. That's what I feel about it.
True. I think about that. Appearances do matter. You understand what I'm saying? So let me ask
you. This is gay, y'all. Women's game.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Do you, be honest now, stereotype by looks? Do you stereotype by looks? When you look at somebody, do you automatically come to an immediate assumption about them when you first see them?
If they shoes dirty, you damn right. They shoes dirty, I'm not about to talk to them. If I look at your feet and you look like you're a big running around playing football out there in your shoes, I'm not about to talk to you.
Here we go with the black women in the shoes shit again.
Hey,
we've been through this 1,000 times on this goddamn show with these black women in these goddamn shoes. Ugh.
I mean, come on now, okay. So when you look down at the woman's feet, if her toes all busted, look like she ain't had a pedicure in about a month, paint all chipped off and shit, you still want to talk to her?
You know what, baby? Let me tell you something about niggas. Let me put you up on a little bit of game. Pay attention. Your toes is the last thing I'm looking at. I'm looking at your face and your ass and your waist. That's it. I might look at your toes at some point, maybe, when I get around to it. You know what I'm saying? But when we see you, we looking at that face, that titties and ass and them hips and that waistline. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. That's the name of the show.
Okay,
you
know okay. Yeah, you a man.
No, we don't give a fuck. But okay. But at least you did keep it real and keep it 100 and did say you do care about opinions. Appearance do matter. And that's what we're trying to get people to. Yeah, we're trying to get people to get away from this little bullshit politically correct thing. It's all about what's on the inside. Kill your motherfucking self.
I mean, that's true, but like I said, you could be the nicest motherfucker in the world, and if you look like you posted on the side of the screen holding a sign talking about you hungry, I'm not about to talk to you, simple as that.
All right, so once again, before we go and get Jade off the line, I'm going to the next caller. We got Candy back on the line. I'm going to get her line. She got cut off. We're going to go to her next. But once again, Jada, go ahead and tell the people what you got going on this motherfucking Friday real quick so we can go.
This Friday and Saturday, please, we're having a little birthday party. I just turned 22, so everybody come show you love.
All right. Club Pleasers in Atlanta, Georgia, all right. You know, we're broadcasting all across the globe. So if you're in the A, come down to Pleasers.
A-Town Shotter, baby.
All right. Well, tell them what Pleasers at. They might not know. They may not know. I don't know.
Pleasers on Cleveland Avenue.
It's in the 3. If y'all motherfucker didn't know, nigga. Zone.
Matter of fact, if you really don't know what we're talking about, you might not want to go anywhere.
It's in the 3.
You might need to stay the fuck away from down there. You know, so some nigga with goals run up on you at 2 in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Some superstars up in here.
Okay, we
K100.
I got one standing right here right now. 5'8". No, she's not 5'6". Brown skin. Natural big ass too. Got a couple of things down here for you.
Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, tell her we showing y'all some love. So tell her to show me some love when she see your boy. That's all I'm saying. We'll definitely be in the building, Jada. No, all right, Jada. All right, we going.
All right.
Candy, you back on the line? Hello? Hold on. Oh, shit. My bad. Frozen. All right, Candy, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but I was looking at the news, and Tiger Woods' wife got the $770
million. What? Man, fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's official, nigga.
How the fuck that bitch get that money?
We argued about it. I had to call Ian and...
Wait. I got to verify this shit. I know that motherfucking nigga.
Hold on. I want to say something else while we talking about Tiger Woods.
What?
Did you hear about the Michael Vick incident and shit, too?
Oh, I killed Michael Vick on Facebook.
Okay.
Let me mask Michael Vick.
Yeah!
You fucking got me, you fucking retarded-ass nigga. I'm sick of you fucking dumb-ass goddamn niggas in all these goddamn prime pristine positions doing the motherfucking most dumbest shit imaginable, nigga. Nigga, Michael Vick, you appear to be a fucking ignorant thug, and now you are goddamn showing these motherfucking white people once again that you ain't got too much sense. Listen, I know motherfuckers, I know nobody can't tell you what the fuck to do, Mike. I know you a grown man, Mike. But Mike, you need to stay the fuck up out the club, period, Mike. Why are you, I don't give a fuck about you having a birthday party. You need to have a motherfucking birthday party over at the house. It needs to be a small circle of friends, Mike.
Exactly.
You need to celebrate like that, Mike. You don't need to be in the club for no reason whatsoever, Mike.
And still on
paper. We learn nothing from Pac-Man.
And still on papers, nigga. Lay down.
We didn't learn nothing from Pac-Man.
Hey, man, let's pull up this goddamn
I'm going to pull this Michael Vick shit up. Before, while I'm pulling this shit up, though, Candy, what do you feel about goddamn appearances real quick? Give us your opinion. But I'm going to pull this shit up while you on the motherfucking air.
Man, they got that bitch 750.
I know this bitch didn't get that 750. I'm finna, man. Candy! Did she hang up?
She had to hang up.
No, she's still on the line. She's connected. Her phone tripping or something, man. Anyway, we finna get off the line. I know this. I'm finna Google this shit. I'm Googling this shit right now.
Wow.
I know this.
Hey, caller. Y'all chime in. Hit the number one if you want to talk to us. Know what I'm saying? Blizzard motherfucking P-Ray. We still in here, man.
I'm in the middle of my fucking show Googling this shit.
We still got about 15 more minutes on the L. She got it, too. She got it.
That bitch won $750 fucking million dollars. Fucking, you know what? Kill that hoe. Kill the sister. Kill the ass. All the way around, bitches. Fucking $750. Fucking nothing. I can't believe this shit. $750 million fucking dollars.
That's a rich pussy in America right now. The
what the fuck
in America, nigga? $750 million, nigga.
This bitch got the 750. Everybody wanna talk? You motherfucker. You motherfucker. What the hell? I told you if you listen to all the time, I hit it. Number one.
Hello?
Yeah. You talk about Tiger Woods getting this fucking enormously insane amount of fucking money. Is that what you
hear? Hello?
Yeah.
What you fussing about?
I'm talking about this. I'm talking about appearances, but this, I just got told the fuck all the way off by this Tiger Woods shit, and this motherfucking bitch winning $750 million. Where the fuck they do that? Hell yeah.
Who won $750 million, huh?
Tiger Woods, I'm saying we had somebody call in with some breaking news, and this nigga Tiger Woods' wife got the fucking settlement for the $750 million.
Oh, they awarded her that in the divorce settlement.
Yeah, for real.
Well, why you ain't give her a hand clap?
A hand clap? You fucking crazy? You fucking crazy?
Okay. I'm messing with you. I know how you feel about that already.
Man, this shit is a travesty, man. This shit is this opening the floodgate.
Yep,
I don't even know if I want to get successful now because I'm going to have to. I'm an OJ, you. I'm OJ and me a bitch. You want to give a bitch 750? I'm OJ and me a bitch. You check it out, bitch. Don't do it to yourself.
So Tiger Woods ain't a billionaire now.
He can't be.
That's why they did it.
Punk ass motherfucking judge. Punk ass motherfucking system. That bitch ain't worth no 750. And ain't a bitch on the motherfucking planet worth 750 unless you swung that goddamn golf club. All you motherfucking females, kiss my black ass. Damn it. Call my fucking show with that shit. God, gave that bitch $750 fucking million dollars. Fuck wrong with these goddamn crackers. Hey, L, go fuck it, man. I don't even want to talk to you. Put your fucking hands down. I ain't coming to the rest of you motherfuckers. You didn't want to talk about what I was talking about at first. L, go ahead.
I didn't want to talk about what you were talking about.
Go ahead. Talk about it here. I'm back to my show. Fuck everybody. I'm going back to my show.
Okay.
What you want to talk about?
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about this bitch and this $750 million this hoe got that she don't fucking deserve. Go ahead.
So what we were talking about perceptions, how we perceive other people by the way that they're dressed or the way that they act or whatever. Okay, well, now that you've calmed down.
I'm ready to go.
You got me hype, and I wasn't hype a minute ago. But, okay. Yes, I think that people do that all the time. Is it right? Not necessarily. Is it wrong? Not necessarily. Because, I mean, what can we go on? We have to go on first impressions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to know somebody, and then you find out what's really up. So, I mean, you can only go off of what you see first, and then later make your full decision afterwards. So that's my 2 cents for the night. But you was upset.
For real. So let me ask you this before I'm calm now. I'm back. I'm good. I'm just tripping up.
Okay.
That's fucking ridiculous. But anyway. So when you see a girl and a woman is dressed up, I've seen you wear a short skirt or two in your day. You understand what I'm saying?
Why? When
you put that motherfucking outfit on, L, and you stepped out in that motherfucking club, you know, you kind of dress like a hoe now. Ain't no kind of. You dressing like a hoe. That's what hoes wear when they work in the street. Do you get offended when they're trying to fuck tonight? Do you get offended when a nigga really be pushing up on you in a strong sexual manner? Because you do got to come fuck me dress on. So a nigga
no,
trying to...
I don't. I don't. Okay, honestly, let me answer your question. I don't get offended because I dress for the club the way I want to be approached. And like you said, I don't wear a short skirt or two in my day, and I still might throw it on if I'm wanting some attention, if I'm feeling like, you know what, I'm just going to do the damn thing tonight. I might throw it on. But if I'm feeling like, you know, I want to approach a certain type of nigga that, you know, is going to be respectful, then I'm going to dress real classy with it. And just because... you know, you can go overboard and put the short skirt on and put the half shirt on or whatever, and you know you're going to get that type of attention. Us women aren't crazy. Or you can be classy with it, and it can still be really form-fitting and really tight or whatever, but it's what you choose to wear, the type of attention that you're going to get. So each woman, when she goes to the club, before she makes it out there, she makes a conscious decision about what type of attention she wants by what she chooses to put on.
Exactly. That's all we're saying. So all you ladies with tattoos on your neck, you get mad when somebody walk up to you and be like, I thought you was ghetto. If you get offended by that, kill yourself. Don't kill them. Don't get mad at them, but you got a fucking tattoo on your fucking neck, bitch. For real. Nigga, you don't get mad at the motherfucking police. Pull your motherfucking ass over and you didn't goddamn Monte Carlo with the 26s with the golds and the goddamn dress slanging in the air, nigga. And them crackers pull your motherfucking monkey ass over one talking about, let me see your license. I know you had your seatbelt on. I know you weren't speeding, but guess what? You look the part. You know what I'm saying? You're looking the part, homie.
Hey,
that's all I'm saying.
And it's dumb if you ain't got no tint on you want a nigga.
And then you even dumber if you ain't got your license and insurance. Fuck, nigga, kill yourself. Stupid ass nigga. Fuck you do that at?
What
the fuck
that?
Who does that?
Who touched that?
Yeah. I'm tired. You know what? I am not even going to none of you motherfuckers that hit the number one when I went up about Tiger. All five of you people who hit the number one, I'm skipping all of you motherfuckers. I don't want to talk to none of you fuckers. Because I'm not going to argue with you about the fact, dude, this hoe deserves $750 million. Kill yourself. Kill that bitch. Kill the system. And Tiger. Okay, I'm done.
How about I'll take it in the face?
I'm done. All right, L. I appreciate you.
All right. Bye, y'all.
All right, L. I can't.
I'm just, you might want to cut the show, nigga, if you're going to keep doing that
okay.
shit.
Okay, all right. I'm calling. I'm not even worried about it anymore.
Call, man, we're going to them calls. Damn that. Let's do it.
You're on
the
air. Go ahead, Key.
You ain't going to be mad if I tell you what you got to do. Like, what's the stipulations? She can't do any interviews, no books, no TV appearances. She can't even speak about the whole thing for the rest of her life or she lose all the money.
Ooh, well, now, yeah. That's
they pay her for her silence. They pay her to shut up about it because he said he don't want to get it put back out there and have to keep revisiting it. So they pay her to shut up, and if she say anything else about it, she loses the money.
Well, now, that's maybe, let's think
even
about
if he died, even if he died before she does, she cannot speak about this ever again, ever.
Oh, and hey, she gonna lose that because that bitch even out of decency. Somebody catch her on. Oh,
I don't know, nigga. $750 million just to shut the fuck up. Who can't do that?
I cannot talk about nothing ever.
If I would talk about it, I'd talk about you and my homeboy and my folk. But if I can't talk to the media about it ever again.
I don't even think she can talk to her friends because if she say something to them about it and they try to sell it off to the
right.
media, she still lose her money.
Right.
And she know that's what
so
they
it wasn't necessarily for the affair. It's for her to shut up about it so he can kind of get his image back.
Okay, now the story that I'm reading didn't have all them details. It just said the bitch won the money. Basically,
yeah,
I ain't got to that.
I mean, the whole thing about why, about the stipulations behind her getting that money. That was the stipulations behind it.
I don't know. Is that worth it? I mean, he gonna get it back at some point because all he gotta do is beat a couple.
That might be worth it because she would have started writing books and doing interviews, making more money off the whole situation, and kept dragging his name in the mud the whole time. So he would have never been able to get past it.
I guess so. I guess. Even though
she do it. Say if she loses it, go back to him.
Where the fuck
else
is she? I'm pretty sure she getting paid in installments. She probably getting paid in installments.
Yeah.
You feel me? She ain't getting a lump sum. She probably getting it every so often. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? You did. But,
so
like
it ain't as bad as you were thinking. It ain't because of the affairs, because they want her to shut up about it.
Right, because
see, it's done.
Because they didn't even have a trial. They ain't go through the whole shit. They just
exactly.
Settle.
They ain't do none of that.
So,
I
guess that's... Yeah, this is out of court. They
said her silence is worth it. Her silence is worth that amount of money.
I guess you know what?
Obviously, she knows some more stuff that ain't got put out in the media yet.
Yeah, he'd probably burnt that motherfucker and everything.
You don't never know.
He ain't going to ask some shit or some shit, you know what I'm saying? You never know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I guess, I don't know. Actually, I'm wrong because I killed the system, but the system ain't really had nothing to do with it. He settled. He agreed. The system didn't award that shit. They settled for it. I don't know.
Unless he gave her
But you know what?
Letters.
I'll tell you how much money that nigga really got.
Hey, unless he gave her them three letters, she need to shut the fuck up.
I mean, that Blazing. My bad. He's not a nigga. He's a Blazing.
Unless that Blazing gave that cracker them three letters. Nigga, you better give him a 750.
I would just owe Jada. Anyway, moving on. Keith.
Yeah.
Left the money to the
keys. I appreciate you calling and giving me that information. That helped me a lot. I can make it through the last
five. I think that might calm you down a little bit. That'll
okay.
calm you down. You know, get your heart rate slowed down
a
little bit.
Yeah, I was just beside myself. I couldn't believe that.
I was gonna take this nigga to the hospital.
But that's a lot of fucking money, man. I don't give a fuck about you, man. I don't give a fuck about your embarrassment. I don't give a fuck about nothing. You ain't physically get hurt. You okay?
Hey, I'm just telling y'all
that's
like
a lot
this.
Of money for some mental anguish.
Hey, I'm just telling
on.
Y'all like this. If that was Blizzard, and that shit had something to do with China, we actually going to be fighting all over the news and all type of motherfuckers.
I'd rather go through the goddamn
killed.
Murder trial. Fuck it. Get you out of here.
Hey,
take me through the murder trial. I'm just saying. I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
I ain't
a killer, but don't push me, bitch.
Oh,
you know
wow.
Don't push me, bitch.
You know what?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you know what? Tomorrow, we gonna go on Facebook and ask and see what they talk about. But we need to talk about little lies like that where people actually say, would you really go over with it?
What?
I ain't a killer, but don't push.
I ain't a killer, but don't push.
We need to talk about little shit like that. I'll bust your head to the white meat shit. You know shit like that. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We gonna cover that shit right now.
All right, Keith.
Appreciate it, baby. All
right. I appreciate it for me. Now I'm ready for who the next one. Who is this raise their hand about?
Just get it. What's that?
Yes, Carla, you on the air. Since you raised your hand when I started talking about Tiger.
Yeah, because all I had to say is this. This is Miss Peaches. If that nigga didn't know he was a nigga, he know he a nigga now. $750 million for her to be quiet. She don't give a damn how many books she sold, how many interviews she did. She never would have made $750 million off of doing
nothing. She wouldn't even made half of that. That's my thing about
hell.
Even still, she would have never. See, you know what it is? His handlers, they looking at his finance, which means this nigga is super rich. This Blazing is super rich.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they saying, look here, homie, you going to make this back in the next couple of years as long as this shit dies. So they said, in order for us to make the money in the next 10 years back so you can keep making this money, A, number A, you're going to have to get your game back on and be rid of all this shit and be done with it and let it go and move on. And B, this bitch got to shut the fuck up. She can't do Oprah. She can't do nothing else. This shit got to die. They got to kill it dead. Because he don't make the money back. All they got to do is win. That's the one thing about a, see, one thing about a sports motherfucker or an actor or anything like that. One thing about a nigga, when you famous, all you got to do is do what you good and known at. You going to be successful. You going to come back. You will motherfucking be back. You understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is win.
I mean, I feel the situation. I know why they did it and all that. I'm just saying $750 million. God, hey, that bitch should be quiet. And she can never do that many interviews. But like you said, he can always get his game on and make that money back.
Yeah.
But God damn, that bitch took him to the cleaners on that one.
Well, no, because she.
I mean,
no,
he got it. That's why she got it.
Yeah, he got it.
That's why she got it. But that's the thing. If you made that kind of money yourself out of your own hard work, and then had to just get away like that, like damn.
OJ, that bitch. I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Hey, that
bitch.
Nigga got so much, man. Look, got,
I ain't
damn.
A killer, but don't push me.
Yeah. That motherfucker, that ain't no push, nigga. That's a slap in the face.
That's a slap in the face.
She'll never say nothing. $750 million. She ain't saying shit to her friend, to her mama, nobody. She ain't saying nothing to nobody. Ain't nobody got to wait for her to slip up. She'll never. She'll take that to her grave. And Tiger Woods, we'll have another bitch, a whole nother family with some more kids and the whole nine. So they ain't stop him from doing that. And hell, helped her on to go on to do what she needed to.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Miss Peaches.
Bye.
All right. Damn it, man. For real? For real? That's a lot of fucking money.
But I bet you one thing, that $750 million that he giving up, when that nigga make that shit back, nigga, they gonna broadcast that shit too.
Yeah.
I get, nigga, as soon as he make, see, one thing about it, see, that's so much money. If he ever make that much back and become a billionaire with a B again, he's still in the 0.1% of the population of the world who are billionaires. It's only 0.1%, not even one whole percent. Yeah,
0.1%.
Yeah.
That's billionaire. You feel what I'm saying? So if he make that shit back, which he will, if he can goddamn focus on his game and get rid of this hoe, and get rid of the media, and get rid of all the bullshit. Because now, guess what? Even with this breaking news right now, I bet it's killing their motherfucking ass. They can't ask that bitch nothing about it.
Yep.
They can ask him, but all Tiger gonna say is, I ain't talking about that. Yep. Like he was doing the whole time. She can't say shit. I bet her lawyer can't say shit. I bet her mama can't say shit. All that shit gotta be in there, bitch. Anybody associated with your close circle, bitch, can't say nothing, or it's nothing. If it's like that, then how can the story ain't got no choice but to die? And then he can focus on golf. And then when he beat that motherfucking ass again at the Masters 2 years in a row, all that shit gonna be over. All I gotta do is whoop Phil Mickelson. He only fucking 30-something years old. You understand what I'm saying? That's golf, nigga. It ain't football.
Hey,
he can play for another 20 years.
Hey, you know what? And he need to become a nigga after that. And when he win the Masters,
yeah,
two more years, he can say, all y'all that was that. Nigga, get off my dick.
Kill yourself. All right. We did get our track at the end of the show. I see Shannon line. Shay, was you on? Did you ain't hit the one? You want to say something real quick?
Yeah, Oh, I didn't hit the number one. I was just, like, listening because I logged in late. But I will say something on, about the Tiger situation. See, that just goes to show appearances. You never know because we don't know what Elon might be hiding, what kind of secret she might know, the reason why she got that 750 million.
Yeah. I know one thing. She's a goddamn – she don't look like a gold digger, but that bitch is one. She don't look like a gold digger, but that bitch
is. Appearances, I'm telling you.
All right, Shay.
She fucked her way in
the middle. All right, Shay. Hey, Shay, real quick, if you wear the whole skirt to the club and you get treated like a hoe, is that wrong?
Well, you know what? You got to dress for what you're trying to go out there and get.
All right. That's all we want to know.
That's all we want to know.
We got 30 seconds. All right, Shay.
Okay.
All right, man. We get to the motherfucking end of the show. We're going to goddamn log off this motherfucker. I'm goddamn just, okay, I'm a little calm behind that little news about Tiger, but cause that is a little outrageous. But, okay, she got it. K100 Internet Radio, man. Episode 38. Appearances, they are everything. We out.